All right, so we got this transcript from a faculty book group, and they're like really wrestling with this whole AI and teaching thing.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting to see how these professors are dealing with like all the anxieties and also the opportunities that AI is bringing up.
Like they're starting with these super practical questions like, can AI actually help me grade all these papers?
Oh, totally. Like imagine being able to give feedback on 78 papers at once.
That would be amazing.
Right. One of the professors, Helen, she actually specifically asked that.
Okay, yeah.
But then another professor, Michelle, she was like, hold on, in 2025, the reality is a bit more complicated than that.
I can imagine.
Like, AI is powerful, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But they're not at the point yet where they can, like, seamlessly work with Canvas or whatever learning management system you're using and do that kind of bulk feedback.
Oh, so no magic button to instantly grade everything.
Not yet, at least.
Okay, so maybe not 78 papers at once. But Michelle did say she's been trying out copying and pasting student work into Copilot and Claude.
Yeah. She said it was kind of helpful, but it takes forever and like it brings up all these privacy issues.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And Morgan, another professor, she brought up a super important point.
Okay, what's that?
Our institutions need clear policies about using student data with these AI tools.
Yeah, you're right. That's a huge gray area.
Totally. It's like legally and ethically we need to figure that out.
It's a big one for all of us to be thinking about and advocating for at our schools.
Absolutely.
And it's not just faculty who are struggling with this whole AI thing. Students are having some pretty strong reactions, too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Morgan said some of her students flat out refused to use AI as a study tool, even when it could have helped them.
Wow, that's interesting.
Apparently, they felt like it was morally wrong to use AI.
It's fascinating how the messages that students are getting about AI are shaping their views, you know, both from institutions and society in general.
If we keep telling them AI is this big, scary thing that's going to take over the world, it's no wonder they're hesitant to use it.
Right. It's like we need to start having more nuanced conversations about AI in education.
And this book group, they're diving right into those tough conversations.
Yeah, they're not shying away from it.
They're even talking about the potential risks and unintended consequences, like what could go wrong.
Oh, yeah. Christy, one of the professors, she brought up AI hacking.
Okay.
Which is a legit concern.
Yeah, as these systems become more integrated into our lives, it's kind of scary to think about.
Right. And that led to this bigger conversation about all the unintended consequences of AI in education.
Like, what if students just become totally reliant on AI and don't develop their own critical thinking skills?
Exactly. Or what if it makes existing inequities in education even worse?
Or what happens if students become so afraid to think for themselves that they lose those essential skills?
That's a lot to think about.
It really is. It's like all these what-if questions that are keeping me up at night.
I feel you.
But before we spiral into all the potential downsides, I'm curious to hear how this book group dealt with all this anxiety. Did they find anything to be hopeful about?
That's where things start to get really interesting. You know, they shift from this place of fear and uncertainty to something more constructive and even hopeful.
Okay, I like that.
They start asking questions like, how can we actually use the power of AI, but address the limitations and potential problems too?
Right, how do we make sure AI is helping us teach, not replacing us?
Exactly. They start seeing AI not as a threat, but as a potential tool for good.
A change maker.
Exactly.
So they're brainstorming ways to integrate AI into their teaching, but thoughtfully and ethically.
That's the key.
Well, one of the professors, he asked this really profound question.
Oh, yeah? What was it?
What's the unique value that humans bring to the table in a world where AI can basically do all the things we do?
Wow. That's a deep one.
Right. It really makes you think about our purpose as educators.
Yeah, big time. So how did they even begin to unpack that?
Well, Michelle, she offered this really insightful perspective.
What was it?
She suggested that maybe AI can take over some of the more boring tasks, like grading basic assignments or giving initial feedback.
Okay.
And that frees us up to focus on the things that AI can't do.
I like where this is going.
Things like fostering creativity, facilitating deep discussions, mentoring students, nurturing those uniquely human skills that are essential for success no matter what you do in life.
That's powerful. It's like AI could be our super-powered teaching assistant, you know?
Taking care of the grunt work so we can focus on the real heart of teaching.
I love that idea.
Me too. But did they actually give any specific strategies for how to make this happen? Like, how do we actually use AI in a way that helps students develop those essential skills instead of making them reliant on AI to do their thinking for them?
Oh, they did. They started talking about moving away from the idea of creating AI-proof assignments,
Okay.
and instead they were more into this collaborative approach.
Interesting. So instead of trying to outsmart AI or ban students from using it, you're saying we should be teaching them how it works.
Yeah, exactly. Be transparent about how AI works, what it's good at, what it's not so good at, and the potential biases that are baked into it.
So making them informed users of AI.
Exactly. And that can lead to some really interesting classroom conversations, about the nature of knowledge, how we decide what information to trust, and the ethical implications of AI.
Yeah, that makes sense. And Michelle pointed out that by demystifying AI, we can build trust with students.
Which is huge, right?
For sure. If we want them to embrace AI as a learning tool, they need to trust it.
Exactly. And Helen, the professor who was worried about grading all those papers, she said she felt a lot more confident about evaluating different AI tools and using them strategically in her teaching.
That's awesome.
It's like this conversation helped her move from being anxious to feeling more empowered.
It's nice to see that shift happening.
Definitely. It seems like the whole group went from AI is going to take our jobs to, okay, maybe this could actually be really cool for education.
I love that. It reminds us that change is the only constant, right? And as teachers, we're always adapting to new challenges and new technologies.
So true. This whole AI thing, it's just another step in that journey.
Totally.
Yeah.
And this book group really emphasized the importance of experimentation. They're
Yes.
not just talking about AI, they're trying things out, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't, and sharing their experiences with each other. That's so
Yes,
important.
absolutely. We can all learn so much from each other's successes and failures.
And speaking of learning, this book group also brought up something that's been on my mind a lot lately. How do we make sure students are actually learning and not just using AI to think for them?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't
It really is.
it?
And I don't think there's an easy answer.
Nope. But they did have some pretty interesting strategies.
Like what?
One thing they talked about was being super transparent with students about how AI works.
So, like pulling back the curtain on how the magic happens?
Exactly. When students realize that AI isn't this all-knowing, magical being, they're less likely to just accept whatever it spits out.
Yeah, they'll start to see it as a tool that can be helpful, but also needs to be used carefully.
Right. It's like teaching them to be smart consumers of information, whether it comes from a book, a website, or an AI chatbot.
I like that analogy. And it connects to another strategy they discussed, designing assignments that force students to go beyond just regurgitating information.
You mean assignments that make them actually think critically and engage with the material on a deeper level?
Exactly. For example, instead of having them write a typical research paper, maybe you could have them analyze an AI-generated essay and
Interesting.
ask them to point out its strengths, weaknesses, and potential
I
biases.
like that.
Or you could have them use AI to generate multiple drafts of a creative writing piece and then have them decide which draft is best and why.
That's so clever. It's not about banning AI. It's about using AI to make them think harder and learn more.
Exactly. It's about shifting our mindset from AI is the enemy to AI can actually be a pretty awesome teaching tool.
And they're really walking the walk with this mindset shift, too.
It's impressive how they went from all that anxiety about cheating and job security and AI killing critical thinking to this much more optimistic and even kind of excited place.
Like they realize that AI doesn't have to be the bad guy. It can actually be our partner in creating more engaging and meaningful learning
I
experiences.
love that. It's all about reframing the conversation.
Totally. And that shift in perspective is huge.
Instead of getting stuck in fear and resistance, they're embracing the challenge and exploring all the possibilities.
And isn't that what good teaching is all about anyway? Being open to new ideas, trying new things, and finding ways to inspire our students to become lifelong learners.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
And this book group, they were really big on the importance of community.
In what way?
They talked about how important it is to have these conversations with colleagues, share our experiences, and support each other as we figure out this whole AI thing.
That's so true. We don't have to do this alone.
We can learn from each other's successes and failures and be there for each other when things get tough.
Absolutely. And that actually reminds me of something else I wanted to bring up. This book group wasn't just focused on the practical stuff, they also dug into some deeper ethical questions.
Oh, yeah, like what?
They talked about how AI isn't a neutral tool. It's shaped by the data, it's trained on the algorithms that drive it, and the values of the people who create it.
Right. So we need to be careful about AI perpetuating existing biases and inequalities.
Exactly. It's not enough to just learn how to use AI. We also need to understand the ethics of AI and make sure we're using it in a way that aligns with our values as educators.
So being critical consumers of AI.
Yes. Asking tough questions about its design, its purpose, and its potential consequences.
And we need to be having those conversations with our students too.
Absolutely. They're the ones who are going to be living in a world that's increasingly shaped by AI.
So we need to give them the critical thinking skills and the ethical awareness to navigate that world responsibly.
It's a big responsibility, but I think it's crucial.
We need to help our students become not just users of AI, but informed and ethical citizens of the digital age.
Well said. Did they have any specific ideas for how to tackle these ethical questions in the classroom?
Yeah, they did. One idea was to get students involved in evaluating AI tools.
Oh, interesting. How would that work?
You could have them research the company behind the tool, the data it was trained on, and any potential biases that might be lurking in its algorithms.
So turning the evaluation process into a learning experience.
Exactly. It helps them build their critical thinking skills and become more aware of the ethical side of AI.
And it shows them that we value their input and their perspectives on this stuff.
For sure. They also talked about creating inclusive and equitable learning environments where everyone feels comfortable talking about their views and concerns about AI.
That's so important. We need to make sure everyone's voice is heard, especially those who might be most affected by AI bias.
Absolutely. And that might mean being more intentional about the examples we use, being sensitive to different cultural perspectives on AI, and giving students a chance to share their own experiences with how AI is shaping their lives.
It's a lot to consider, but it's really inspiring to see how this book group is taking on this complex topic and finding creative ways to integrate AI into their teaching thoughtfully and ethically.
I agree. It reminds us that even though AI is this powerful force, we still have the power to shape how it's used in our classrooms.
And to make sure it's used to benefit our students and society as a whole.
And that's a really empowering message. It's not about AI controlling us. It's about us using AI to achieve our goals as educators.
Well said. And speaking of achieving goals, this book group also had some really cool ideas about how AI could actually make teaching and learning better.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
They talked about how AI could personalize learning, you know, giving students feedback and resources that are tailored to their specific needs and learning styles.
That's always been a challenge, especially with big classes.
Right. It's hard to cater to every student's individual needs when you have so many to teach.
But AI could help us do that.
That's the idea. And they also talked about using AI to create more interactive and engaging activities.
Like what?
Imagine using AI to create virtual simulations or games that let students apply what they're learning in real-world situations.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
It would make learning so much more fun and memorable.
Right. It's like AI could unlock a whole new world of possibilities for education.
I'm starting to feel really excited about the potential of AI.
Me too. I think the main takeaway from this conversation is that it's not about being scared of AI or trying to fight it.
It's about embracing the challenge, exploring what's possible, and finding ways to use it thoughtfully and ethically to make teaching and learning even better.
Absolutely. It's about remembering that technology is a tool.
And like any tool, we can use it for good or for bad.
It's up to us as educators to decide how we want to use AI and to make sure it's serving the best interests of our students and society.
That's a powerful message.
It really is. It's about remembering that even in the face of all this rapid technological change, the most important things about good teaching haven't changed.
Things like curiosity, critical thinking, creativity, empathy, connection.
Yes. Those are the things that will always matter, whether we're teaching with chalkboards or chatbots.
Exactly. So to everyone listening, if you're feeling overwhelmed by all the AI talk, just take a deep breath.
You're not alone.
Embrace the challenge. Stay curious and keep learning.
And don't be afraid to talk to your colleagues. Share your experiences and support each other as we navigate this new world together.
Who knows? We might even stumble upon some amazing new ways to teach and learn along the way.
I think we will.
This has been an awesome deep dive into this book group's conversation.
I agree.
But the conversation doesn't end here.
Mm.
We'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts?
What resonated with you?
What questions are you still wrestling with?
And what are you excited to explore as you think about AI in your own teaching?
Because at the end of the day, this is a conversation that we need to be having together as educators as we work to shape the future of learning in a world transformed by AI.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like we've talked about so much already, but there's one more thing from this book group's conversation that I really want to highlight.
Oh, what's that?
It's easy to get lost in the big picture stuff about AI,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
but at the end of the day, it all comes down to what's happening in each individual classroom.
Between a teacher or their students?
Exactly. And this book group, they were really emphasizing that AI isn't a one-size-fits-all solution.
Yeah. What works for one professor might not work for another.
Right. They kept saying context matters.
So true.
We all need to like really think critically about AI tools and approaches and decide what makes sense for us, you
Our
know?
teaching styles.
Yeah, our students and the goals we have for our
So
courses.
it's not about finding the perfect AI, it's about finding the right AI for you.
Exactly. And that might mean like trying things out.
Experimenting.
Yeah, maybe even messing up a few times along the way.
But that's how we learn, right?
Totally. It's a learning process for everyone involved.
It's like we're all in this big experiment together.
I love that. Trying out AI, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't.
Figuring it all out.
Together,
Yeah.
exactly. And that idea of curiosity and collaboration that's so important as we figure out this whole AI and education thing.
I totally agree. You know, when I started this deep dive, I was feeling a little overwhelmed by all the talk about AI.
Yeah, I get that.
But honestly, listening to these professors talk about it so openly and honestly, it's actually made me feel more hopeful,
Yeah.
maybe even a little excited.
It's easy to get caught up in all the hype and the fear,
Right.
but this book group, they remind us that we still have control, you know?
As teachers, we don't have to just sit back and let AI take over.
We can be part of shaping how it's used in our classrooms.
And making sure it's used in a way that benefits our students and society as a whole.
And that's powerful. You know, it's a good reminder that even with all this crazy technology changing so fast, the fundamentals of good teaching, they haven't changed.
Like, what do you mean?
Things like curiosity, critical thinking, creativity,
Yeah.
empathy, connection,
Yeah.
those are the qualities that will always matter no matter what tools we're using.
Whether it's chalkboards or chatbots.
Exactly. So to everyone listening, if you're feeling overwhelmed by all the AI stuff out there, just remember,
Take a deep breath.
you're not alone in this.
Embrace the challenge. Stay curious and never stop learning.
And talk to your colleagues, share your experiences, and support each other as we figure this all out together.
Because who knows, maybe we'll discover some amazing new ways to teach and learn along the way.
I think we will.
It feels like we've covered a ton already. But there's one more thing from this book group that I really want to highlight.
Yeah, you're right. It's easy to get caught up in the big picture, but ultimately it all comes down to what's happening in the classroom between a teacher and their students.
Exactly. And this book group, they were really big on the idea that AI isn't a one-size-fits-all thing.
Yeah, like what works for one class might not work for another.
Right. Each of us needs to like really think about these AI tools and figure out what makes sense for our own teaching styles, our students, and our goals for the course.
So it's not about finding the perfect AI, it's about finding the right AI for you.
Exactly. And that might take some experimenting, you know.
Oh yeah, for sure. Some
Yep.
trial and error.
Maybe even some failures along the way.
But that's how we learn, right?
It's like we're all in this lab together, trying things out, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't.
I love that image. It captures that spirit of curiosity and collaboration that's so important as we figure out this whole AI and education thing.
You know, I started this deep dive feeling kind of overwhelmed by all the talk about AI.
I hear you.
But honestly, listening to these faculty talk about it so openly and honestly has made me feel more hopeful.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe even a little excited.
It's easy to get caught up in the hype and the fear.
Right. But this book group, they remind us that we still have control.
We don't have to be passive bystanders in this AI revolution.
We can be active participants, shaping how AI is used in our classrooms and making sure it's used for good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's a really powerful message, you know? Even with all this crazy technology changing so fast, the fundamentals of good teaching haven't changed.
Things like curiosity, critical thinking, creativity, empathy, connection.
Exactly. Those qualities will always be essential, whether we're teaching with chalkboards or chatbots.
So to everyone listening, if you're feeling overwhelmed by all the AI talk out there, take a deep breath.
You're not alone in this.
Embrace the challenge, stay curious, and keep learning.
And don't be afraid to reach out to your colleagues, share your experiences, and support each other as we figure this all out together.
Who knows, we might even stumble upon some amazing new ways to teach and learn along the way.
I think we will. This has been a great deep dive into this faculty book group's conversation.
I agree. But the conversation doesn't end here. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? What resonated with you? What questions are you still thinking about?
What are you excited to explore as you think about AI in your own teaching?
Because ultimately, this is a conversation that we need to be having together as educators as we work to shape the future of learning in a world that's being transformed by AI.
Couldn't agree more.